This programming is sponsored by Linscombe Wealth, a wealth management firm partnering with individuals and families dedicated to helping them build, preserve, and manage wealth by creating a customized plan to work toward achieving their goals. More at linscombewealth.com.
Hello and welcome to Encore Houston. I'm Joshua Zinn, and each week we'll take a listen to concerts presented by ensembles and organizations based in Houston. This week, we're at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church with the St. Cecilia Chamber Music Society and their concert, Rare and Wonderful Octets. As you can glean from the name, each piece on this program will feature 8 total musicians. They are violins Anton Miller, Rebecca Reel, Sophia Silivos, and Oleg Suliga, violists Joan Derhofsepian and Rita Porfiris, cellists Barrett Sills and Louis-Marie Fardet, and double bassist Deborah Dunham will replace one of the cellists for the Max Bruch Octet. We'll begin with an early work by Dmitri Shostakovich from when he was still a student at what was then known as the Leningrad Conservatory. This prelude is one of 2 pieces for string octet he wrote at this time, the other a scherzo, and he described this music as a sign that he was becoming more of a modernist, and the piece certainly has hints of what would become a more edgy, dissonant style for Shostakovich. Here is the prelude from his Opus 11 string octet.
Thank you.
Music by Dmitri Shostakovich, performed by musicians from the St. Cecilia Chamber Music Society. That was his prelude from two pieces for string octet, Opus 11. Normally, a string octet is simply a double string quartet, so four violins, two violas, and two cellos. For the next work by Max Bruch, he opted for a wider musical range and replaced the second cello with a double bass, adding an entire octave of sound at the bottom of the ensemble. Stylistically, this piece holds pretty tightly to the romantic tradition of the 19th century, despite having been written at a time where composers like Schoenberg and Stravinsky were shaking up the musical landscape with their inventive modern styles. Here is Max Bruch's octet with the St. Cecilia Chamber Music Society.
Thank you. Thank you.
Max Bruch's Octet for four violins, two violas, a cello, and a double bass, performed by musicians from the St. Cecilia Chamber Music Society in concert at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in November of last year. I'm Joshua Zinn, and you're listening to Encore Houston on Houston Public Media. The final piece on this program of rare and wonderful octets is nearly a full century prior to the previous two works. For his octet in E-flat major, Felix Mendelssohn made a specific direction in the score. The octet must be played in the style of a symphony in all parts. The pianos and fortes must be precisely differentiated and be more sharply accentuated than is ordinarily done in pieces of this type. So while this is a piece of chamber music, Mendelssohn seemed to conceive of this almost as a small symphony. And at over 30 minutes of playing time and a grand scope in the music, it's close to it. Here is the St. Cecilia Chamber Music Society.
Thank you. Thank you.
the String Octet in E-flat Major by Felix Mendelssohn, performed by musicians from the St. Cecilia Chamber Music Society. The concert featured violins Anton Miller, Rebecca Reel, Sophia Silivos, and Oleg Suliga, violists Joan Derhofsepian and Rita Porfiris, cellists Barrett Sills and Louis-Marie Fardet, and double bassist Deborah Dunham on the Max Bruch Octet. If you'd like to hear more from St. Cecilia, their next concert is Confections for Flute, Strings, and Harp. That's on Tuesday, April 4th at 7:30 p.m. at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church. Go to stceciliachambermusichouston.org or call 713-331-0359 for more information. I'm Joshua Zinn, and thank you for listening to Encore Houston on Houston Public Media. If you enjoyed this podcast, you might like another Houston Public Media podcast about classical music called Classical Classroom. Host Daisha Clay knows basically nothing about classical music, so each week she invites experts to teach her about it. Learn along with her about important composers, pieces, and classical music themes. Check it out at houstonpublicmedia.org/classroom and wherever podcasts are found.